Hey family, hope you guys are having a good day. I just wanted to come on here and I want to talk about parenting. Unfortunately, we are in some times where it's going viral how hard parenting is. One thing I'm not on here to do is talk about how it's not. It comes with what it comes with. That's with any responsibility though. But what I am coming to talk about, because I understand what God has placed me in the earth to do, is to destroy anything that can come and destroy what He's created as good. And so what I don't like that's happening, what's going viral, is how you have mothers who are saying they hate it here. How they're saying, you know, they sacrifice so much for their kid and their kid is behaving a certain way. And what breaks my heart is that we're not taking accountability as mothers, no matter what the situation is. Let's first look at ourselves in the mirror. Let's first sit down and break this thing apart. Because why do you hate it? Is it truly a responsibility of the kid? Or is it simply because when you laid down to have your kid, you were no way ready for parenting? What do I mean? Half of us, this generation, you know, had children in our mid-20s. You know, some were teens. And so, again, I believe in being fully developed, fully ready to take on the next level. And no, you don't know what's to come with every next level. But if you're whole, you have direction, you know how to communicate, you're not really out here off the strength of someone else making you feel whole. In that aspect, follow me, you know, because God says that He knitted together our inward parts in the secret place. So therefore, if we go from that perspective, there's nothing in us that we lack. The lack comes from being stripped, from being involved in things that we had no business being involved in. And this is going to be one of those episodes that you may not like because it's not going to be popular because it's filled with truth. And why am I so confident in what it's filled with? Because I only go from what my Father says. I only lead from His direction. I only lead from what Holy Spirit leads and guides me to, because He told me He'll lead me and guide me to all truth. So I want to put that disclaimer on this episode. So again, there was no lack when God created us. We were stripped of things because of trauma. You know, some experiences that we didn't have any control over. So I'm not even desensitizing what you may have went through as a result of who you are today. Not saying that. What I am saying is that we have the tools in place that we can use to get back to the place where God made us. He said everything He made was good. That includes you. So if you are a mother that feels like you're struggling in this motherhood, go back to the source. Get with those who are offering His truth as a solution to where you are. It's not the babies. It's not motherhood. It's not the responsibility that you have to do. It's because you are not equipped because of the things that have stripped you of what you need to be a mother. And if we can all be honest, well, I'm gonna even come from this angle, but this is who I've been seeing the most, saying how they hate it here and how the kids should be more grateful. But again, it feels like a burden for you because you're coming from a place of brokenness. You're coming from a place of void, trying to now train up another human being with what they have, you know, what all they carry, what you have to deal with them, how they process, how they communicate. You got to discipline, you got to nurture, you got to feed, you got to provide. I get it. I'm a mother myself of two. I don't claim myself as a single mother, but I am single with two kids. But God has restored me, redeemed me, and I am whole. I am free. Back then, I could have sided with this viral, I hate it here, motherhood, because I was broken at one time trying to raise two kids. But then I realized I was projecting my anger, I was projecting my lack onto them and blaming them for me now having another load to take on, when really I did it. I created this life of motherhood. Now, don't hear me saying I'm God and I made the baby myself and manifest. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I took the act. I took part in the act to get them here. Did I know that I would be doing it by myself? Well, that was a possibility because I wasn't married. And before you get on here and, you know, you want to say, oh, just because you're married doesn't mean it'll be two-parent home either. Or just because you're married doesn't mean you have help. Well, stop marrying the wrong person. Did you take your person to God before you married? Are you using God's tool if you are in a situation where it's not working to redeem it? Because again, we have all we need to redeem anything that God has put together. But the key thing is, did God put it together? So I don't want to hear that part either. You know, because I know like people like to defend these topics with, oh, it doesn't matter if you're married or not. Well, from the way God created covenant, it does. That's the only aspect and perspective I can come from. I believe in God. I believe in God's word. I believe in his kingdom. And everything, if it says as it is in heaven, that means it is parallel on earth as it is in heaven. But we can't see that. We can't see it because we're not utilizing heaven's principles. So we have to be honest. You got to tell the truth. You got to tell the truth. But stop blaming these kids for a decision you made when you were just feeling good and it was a selfish move. You know, the little couple minutes you had. No, you didn't lay down to want a baby out of it, but for those of us who have more than one, the first rodeo got you here. What did you think the second rodeo was going to do? So again, my main point is watch your words. Stop blaming these children for a decision that you made because you laid down broken. You got up broken, but this time you got up broken with a responsibility. And also to the point where these kids are ungrateful because all we do for them, the sacrifices we make, baby, that comes with a responsibility. That's not their fault. And if we think that because we do things that we shouldn't be doing with them, like trying to make them look good, look the part, whatever the case is, just because you spent your last dime on a want and not a need, it's not that kid's fault. You got to check your decisions. And I think we put too much on these kids, and especially single parenting. You got to understand they're battling as well, because from heaven, they're supposed to be man and wife, then kid. And so because we don't have that, they are exposed to so much. So think about an innocent baby that doesn't even have the capacity to handle what they're being exposed to. And so when they have a tantrum, it's a more so of a tantrum in the spirit than it is in the physical. But because we don't have the eyes to see, and we're only looking from self and projecting from our avoided places and empty places, we attack them because they don't understand how to express the tantrum or the pain that they're exposed to. And so can you imagine them trying to figure out what it is they're going through? And then all the answer we have is to whip them. We got to think about it, y'all. We got to get in the spirit realm. We always want to talk about, oh, we're so spiritual. But yet, what spirit realm are you operating from? Because if it's the one kingdom of God, then you'll have the principles and the tools to get what you need to get that baby in the right place, to get yourself in the right place, and to not make that baby feel like them being here, their mere presence, making you hate it. Can you imagine how they feel when they hear their mom say how they hate motherhood, and they take on the responsibility that they're the reason why you hate it? Can you imagine? So be mindful of what you're saying to these babies and about these babies, because that's just affecting them as well. And I just doubt that God is pleased with us. I doubt that. So again, we need, and I'm sorry for my short breath, I'm exercising today. We need to be mindful before we place blame. That's all it is. We're placing blame on others. Now it's on the kids because of what they come with. We place blame on having to be a mother and take care of them because we made a wrong decision. It's not that baby's fault. I don't care how old they are. Think about what they're going through by us not providing that order, that structure that they can thrive in. They came in the world not knowing a thing. They didn't know they was coming to an environment where they would have a mother hating motherhood. And how in the world can you say, I love that kid, I'll do this for this kid, but at the same mouth say you hate motherhood? See, it's the confusion for me. We know who sends the confusion. We gotta check it, y'all. We gotta check it. Be mindful. Pray for these babies. I'm praying for y'all. because God is a redeemer. He redeemed and restored my situation. He can do yours the same. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.